Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
It's Friday. Had this one coming, didn't we? I tell you what, I hope you're getting ready to enjoy your weekend as much as I am. Take a little break from time to time. I'm going to do that this weekend. Try to put stuff aside, if at all possible. But before we do that, we got a bang-up show for you today with Lee, the gun writer, Williams, who's going to be here. In fact, you know what? I've got, I just found something here that I really had no idea I was going to see. And when I was able to pull this up, I just found you something you're going to love. You're going to love to talk about this. Lee Williams, welcome to the show, brother, the gun writer, Sarasota's Herald Tribune. How you doing?
Good, brother. It's great to be here.
Happy Pleasure Friday. To have you. Okay, I want you to follow me here, and then we're going to go into a piece that you wrote on school shootings and on arming teachers, okay?
Sure.
Over at thegunwriter.com. But there's something here. There's a piece here from Fox News, and it's titled Parkland Massacre Sparks a Wave of State-Level Gun Reform Efforts. Now, we've been seeing this. Of course, you're in Florida, and we saw Governor Scott cave into who? I'm still trying to figure out who. Did he think he was going to appease Democrats and draw their votes? Did he not understand that by signing anti-gun legislation, all he was going to do was take off his base? His political career is finished. And I'm telling you that right now on the radio. He's done.
Can't disagree. Certainly can't disagree, brother. It came as a shock to all of us. He has signed more pro-gun bills in his first term than any other governor has in two.
Then what didn't he understand about the bill? Tell us a little bit about the bill in Florida first, because this bill is going, the liberals are going to use this to roll across the country. Then I want to get into this Fox News piece with you. Lots to talk with you today about. What happened?
Yeah, it is unbelievably confusing, and it's going to result in several lawsuits. There's already a lawsuit filed by NRA because it raises the age to purchase a firearm to 21. If there's a bump stock ban, we found out in a missive today in an email from Marion Hammer that she's got a lawsuit planned for the bump stock ban too. It's a mishmash of everything. There is a guardian program in there that allows certain employees in schools to carry. It would allow the hiring of retired law enforcement officers to be trained with like a 100-hour program to put into the schools. Basically, there's regulations in there that against firearm ownership that are already covered by federal law. And then there's, of course, the Baker Act law, which allows law enforcement officers to forcibly take a person and any weapons found on them if the judge issues an ex parte order, if they've been accused of some type of domestic violence. It creates a new set of bureaucracy here in Florida, the Office of Safe Schools Division in the Department of Education. But the big thing for me is the age thing. You know, you can't buy a rifle or a shotgun until you're 21. And that hits a lot of people that I know. We have a lot of young veterans. We have a lot of young wounded veterans who are now lost their civil rights.
And how do you tell a 19-year-old
for any purchase?
All right, now, Florida also has the concealed weapons, probably the most popular concealed weapons permit in the country. Scott didn't eliminate the elimination of the waiting period as long as you're a holder of a weapons license, did he?
Sure. No. You're exempted from the 3-day wait if you have a concealed carry permit.
Right, well, that's just more that right there is more incentive for you to go out and get your Florida concealed weapons permit. You should have it anyway. Listener, regardless of what state you live in, you can get a Florida permit, and I would highly recommend you do that because it adds a whole bunch of different states to where you can carry, regardless of what state you reside in. Florida's the number one non-resident permit you can get outside of Utah, and quickly becoming some other states, too, as concealed carry continues to expand across the country, even though you won't hear that in the mainstream press anytime soon, if ever. All right, so a lot of fat to chew on there with what you just talked about in Florida. Suffice to say, Scott killed his political career with this because he wants to run for Senate. That word is out. And I'm thinking he was feeling media pressure. And I think he caved because of media pressure, which to me shows a complete and utter lack of leadership skills and abilities. We do not make, and he's a businessman, brother. You know that. You don't make knee-jerk emotional reactions to run your business. You think things through. You let the emotion play out. Then you get down to the facts, and he didn't do that. Go ahead.
Well, the left was never going to vote for him when he runs for senator, and now he just killed his base.
Of course not. Of course. Of course. That's my whole point.
Completely.
Who was he trying to appease? Do we have an answer to that? You got a suggestion?
I don't know. I have no idea. We were all stunned, and some of us still are, trying to
figure
out the political machinations behind this.
Media is all I can think of. He caved to media pressure and somehow rationalized that he had to do something.
Yeah.
And in so doing, he caved to intense media pressure because he's going to run against Bill Nelson for the Senate. Isn't that the word on the streets?
That is. That is very much so. That's a very well-known secret down here.
Did he believe that he was going to pull Democrat votes away from Bill Nelson?
I don't know. I mean, there's no way that's possible.
Right.
I can't see that ever happening.
You going to vote for him for Senate as a conservative gun owner, even though he signed all those bills? You going to vote for him?
Absolutely not. I can't.
Okay, you're gonna multiply that by millions in Florida.
Yeah, yeah.
He's done. He's finished.
I couldn't in good conscience do that, Mark. You know that.
Well, you see, here's the irony of this. He has to run as pro-gun to appease the Republican base, and he did sign more pro-gun legislation than any governor I'm aware of.
Yeah.
And he has to run as pro-gun, and he's not going to be able to do that now with this one bill.
No.
They're going to jump. You're not pro-gun.
we'll see who the Libertarians put out as a candidate.
Yeah, Scott's in big trouble. I think his political career is done. Having said that, the danger we face now is at the state level. That's why I like talking about Florida. I've been discussing this for quite some time. What you see happen in Florida tends to steamroll across the country. California, that's what they want to happen. What you see in Florida generally does happen. And 9 out of 10 times, what you get out of Florida is pro-gun legislation. This piece at Fox today, let me set this up, Lee, going into the break in a couple and a half minutes. Parkland massacre sparks a wave of state-level gun reform efforts. See, the Bloomberg camp knows that. That's why they're going state by state by state, setting up state chapters with billionaires' dollars, state by state by state, because they know they're never going to get anything done at the federal level. I call that institutional gun control. Institutional gun control is dead. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen after Parkland either. They're not going to get a gun ban. They're not going to get what they think they want. So they're going to have to move to the states. And they know that. The enemies of our freedoms know that. So what we've got is, according to this piece, 35 states now considering some bill that would alter the gun laws in that respective state. Most of them, according to this piece, would, quote, expand regulations on firearms, although a few would loosen them. Wyoming, stand your ground. Law of the land in the state. Will be soon. But more than 100 bills, that's a pro-gun, for example, more than 100 bills that would directly impact gun laws have been introduced in the current legislative session. At least a dozen have been proposed in the weeks following the massacre at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, last month. Now, they use a mass shooting tracker, they call it, Lee. It's a crowdsourced site that counts in its tally any shooting that leaves two or more people wounded or killed. So these numbers are completely up for grabs, and we can debate these all day long. But we'll take this column at its word, just use these numbers for today's argument. There have been 49 mass shootings. Now, that's, again, tallying any shooting that leaves two or more people wounded or killed. So the vast majority of this stuff is coming out of St. Louis, Baltimore, and Chicago, quite frankly. if you really want to put the nuts to the bolts, that's what we're talking about here, okay? And remember, those numbers are included in this. So this is skewed right out of the box, because when you hear mass shooting, you think of Parkland Elementary. And that's what the media wants you to hear, okay? In the Parkland attack, it was shot up with a legally purchased AR-15. Most of those 49 mass shootings are by stolen handguns used by gangbangers to commit crimes in Democrat-controlled cities around the country. Hey, hard to argue with the facts. Show me a city in decay, I'll show you a city controlled by Democrats. Not only controlled by Democrats, but controlled by Democrats for decades and decades. Want to prove me wrong? Mark at armedamericanradio.org. Have at that one. Here's what 17-year-old, and I'm going to call her a puppet, because she called me a puppet. Why? Because this is her attack on the NRA. Her name is Cameron Caskey. Has become a vocal challenger of Lums. I guess Cameron Caskey is a guy, right? Cameron Caskey, a junior at Marjory Stoneman Douglas, who survived the Parkland massacre, has become a vocal challenger of lawmakers who support a gun rights agenda. 17 years old now. Every politician should get the message that if they keep being the NRA's puppets, then they'll never get elected again. This is not an attack on the Second Amendment. This is simply a discussion about making buying a weapon of war something that isn't so easy. If that's too much to ask, then this isn't a democracy. Oh, so, Cameron, here's where we're going to start when we come back. You need a little history lesson, pal, because this isn't a democracy, and you haven't been taught that in school. You, my friend, have an awful lot to learn, so we're going to school you when we come back on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense right after this. All right, gun lovers, an amazing opportunity for you to win an expensive new gun, but you have to act fast. The USCCA is giving my lucky listeners, that's you, 10 chances to win $1,500 to buy an expensive new Kimber 1911. It's their mission to train, protect, and ensure responsibly armed Americans like you and me. And as a strong supporter of the Second Amendment, I'm also a proud member of the USCCA, member number 32 to be exact. Plus, they love giving away free guns. Just go to armedandresponsible.com to lock in your 10 free chances to win right now. That's it. It's completely free. Don't miss your chance to win $1,500 for your very own Kimber 1911. It's one of the finest handguns out there, but it all ends on the 23rd, so you have to hurry. Simply go to armedandresponsible.com right now for your 10 chances to win. You can enter in seconds. It's 100% free, but it ends soon. Head over to armedandresponsible.com to enter before it's too late. That's armedandresponsible.com. Make sure to head over to armedandresponsible.com to enter to win $1,500 for your very own Kimber 1911.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win 1 of 4 guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
All right, the amazing opportunity for you to be one of 10 winners, to have 10 chances to win the $1,500 from the United States Concealed Carry Association, a.k.a. USCCA, is closing out fast. 10 of you, 10 of these listeners, 10 of you, 10 of my listeners here on Armed American Radio, you're going to get 10 chances to win $1,500, and 10 of you are going to win it, to buy an expensive new Kimber 1911. As a strong supporter of the Second Amendment, I want you to win this gun. I really do. I wish I could get in here and win this, but I can't. The USCCA, first and foremost, strong supporter of 2A and also training and ensuring responsibly armed Americans, as you know by now. But they also love giving away free guns. They're famed for their promotions. But armedandresponsible.com is the place to go to lock in your 10 free chances to win it right now. That's it. It's completely free. Don't miss your chance. Win the $1,500 for your very own Kimber 1911, one of the finest handguns out there, and it all ends on the 23rd. So hurry. You got 7 days left. Simply go to armedandresponsible.com right now for your 10 chances to win. Takes seconds to do it. It's 100% free. Armedandresponsible.com. Also, support us, please, by getting something cool out of the deal with the MyPillow gig. You guys have been, oh my gosh, just supporting the MyPillow and Armed American Radio, getting the 50% off on those pillows, knowing that that support comes to Armed American Radio. We continue to grow. Klamath, Oregon. Klamath Falls, did I say that right? I don't know if I did or not. I'll be mentioning you. I'll clean that up before this weekend. More affiliates. Presque Isle, Maine, another new one. And this is why. This is how we continue to get the word out there and tell the truth about the right to bear arms. And when we've got companies like WarfighterTobacco.com giving us a promo code, that means we get a small percentage of that. It's pennies on the dollar, but it's a small percentage. It helps us grow this radio program and grow this voice. And you guys get great products out of the deal. So it's a win-win for everybody. Great cigars, great accessories, great cutters, the Pelican cases, whatever it is, at WarfighterTobacco.com. MyPillow.com, you get 50% off the four-pack of pillows. We've all got them here at the house. I've been using them for a couple years. And everybody wins. My pillow wins. You win. Freedom wins. Everybody wins. And it's just a great deal all the way around. 50% off at MyPillow.com and 10% off over at WarfighterTobacco.com. Don't forget ArmedAndResponsible.com. Okay, Lee Williams, let's go back to this. This kid believes we live in a democracy. And I guess at 17, he would probably believe that as a junior because he hasn't been taught any difference. But this is not a democracy. This is a constitutional republic. And, you know, it's often... We go back to, if you remember, when Ben Franklin was asked by a woman what kind of government had recently been formed, a republic or a monarchy, and Franklin replied, what? He said, a republic, madam, if you can keep it. Remember that?
Yeah, absolutely. One of the best quotes ever.
From Ben Franklin, it absolutely was. Here's the deal. Now, I'm going to go away from the Fox News piece and then go back to it for just a second, and I'm going to go right over to as far left as you can get. I'm going to go to the Huffington Post. Because there was a piece in the Huffington Post back 4 years ago, December of 2014, A Republic or a Democracy, let's get this straight, by Diane Diamond. And here's what she says. Somewhere in the 227 years since then, since America's founding, Americans have adopted the idea that we are a democracy, not a republic. Nothing could be further from the intent expressed at the Constitutional Convention in 1787. Have today's history teachers been remiss in their lessons, or has some sinister power oozed into our consciousness to make us believe we are something we were never destined to be? James Madison, often called the father of the Constitution, wrote, democracies have ever been spectacles of turbulence and contention, have ever been found incompatible with personal security or the rights or property, and have in general been as short in their lives as they are violent in their deaths. Here's the difference between the two. Now, keep in mind, you're not going to hear, you do not see the word democracy, Lee, as you know, in either the Declaration of Independence or the U.S. Constitution. You know that.
Correct.
It was a republic, and that's the way we're set up. Here's the difference, and I'm going to quote from the Huffington Post. I want to get this from as far left as I can get it to prove this point to this kid who clearly doesn't understand it. A republic is guided by an overarching set of laws, a charter or constitution, which in our country's case explicitly guarantees the individual's rights against the desires of the majority. Each of us has the indisputable right to think, worship, and vote any way we want. Now, in a true democracy, on the other hand, allows the majority to rule and to disregard the desires of any individual who doesn't agree with them. Believe this is coming from the Huffington Post 4 years ago? Think of a democracy like this. If the majority of your neighbors voted to paint all houses bright purple, you would be forced to follow suit. Lee, this is powerful stuff that most people forget or have never even been taught.
Definitely not teaching it. Couldn't agree more, brother.
All right. Let's go back over to the Fox piece. Every politician should get the message that if they keep being the NRA's puppets, then they'll never get elected again. This is not an attack on the Second Amendment. This is simply a discussion about making buying a weapon of war something that isn't so easy. If that's too much to ask, then this isn't a democracy. Cameron, this is not a democracy. It's a constitutional republic. Lee, is an AR-15 semi-automatic rifle a weapon of war?
No, no. It's the most popular rifle in America. It's America's rifle. It's
yeah,
the
he probably thinks that's what AR stands for. He probably thinks AR stands for assault rifle too, right?
Yeah, I think he's been reading a little bit too much of the other team's propaganda. He's spotting
the other team. So you don't think it's coming from these kids' minds, all this propaganda that we're hearing from them?
No, no. I think they've been co-opted, to put it politely.
Yeah, it's pretty disgusting to watch what's happened and to see some of the scripted stuff. It really has. And don't tell me it's not. I've got videotapes of kids, in particular David Hogg, who just the other day I watched him live on NBC this week, 3 or 4 days ago. I think it was Tuesday morning, maybe. Monday or Tuesday morning, I believe. Had to wake up and watch this crap first thing and, you know, it's like, oh, here we go. Here goes
the day. There's other kids out there. I had two fine young men in my office today from a Sarasota high school that were organizing a Second Amendment event.
But they're not going to get the airplay. They're never going to get the airplay. They'll never get the numbers because the schools aren't going to line buses up at taxpayer expense and feed them lunches and send them to Washington like the liberals are doing in cities around the country because they're not being funded by billionaires. That's the problem. Okay.
We're going to cover the hell out of it. That's the best I can do.
And that's all you can do. That's all you can be asked to do, the same thing we will do. The reason I mentioned David Hogg is on that NBC Today or Good Morning America, whichever one it was I saw, the kid was talking and he was asked a question and he went right on to point. He went right smack to bullet points, hesitated, stopped, closed his eyes, looked, and then went right back to his points. It's memorized. He's got this stuff memorized, and I gotta admire the kid's tenacity. I really do. All right, I admire the kid's tenacity. I'm gonna give him that. Okay, now, gun rights advocates, according to this Fox piece, are quick to note that this kid had been flagged by law enforcement. We're talking about Cruz down in Florida. One of them, in particular, is Alan Gottlieb. When we come back from this break, I'm going to tell you what the Brady campaign says about this movement now moving to the states. I've been warning you it's going to the states for years, and it is. And they're sensing blood in the water right now, and like a bunch of sharks, they're swimming around. That's to be expected. When we come back, I'm going to tell you what the Brady campaign is saying, and they're pretty much irrelevant at this stage, but they're getting some press here. And I'll tell you what Alan Gottlieb has to say about it, and then I'll tell you what's going to have to happen to put this all to an end. Back right after this with Lee, the Gunwriter Williams.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at intothefrayvideo.com. That's intothefrayvideo.com.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show, you know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
All right, I'm going to go back, before I go back to the Fox News piece, I'm going to go back to this Huffington Post piece from 2014. It is absolutely remarkable that it's coming from the Huffington Post. Okay? Take a listen to some of this. It seems to me, while today's kids, school kids are often being taught that the majority rule is the fairest form of government, it's quite the opposite. It seems that today many citizens operate under the mistaken idea that if they and a majority of their peers want something, it should automatically be accepted by all. A government handout, a guilty verdict in spite of a jury's decision, or unfettered citizenship. This is coming from the Huffington Post. Is anyone truly surprised that we have come to a place of such fractiousness and intolerance in this country? Has anyone failed to notice the pervasive and dangerous trend afloat that declares if others don't think as we do, they must be stupid or even worse, eliminated? Is that the left that the Huffington Post was describing in 2014? It certainly is today, isn't it? Oh, I'm telling you. And it closes out with this. I wonder if in 2015 there will be a leader who can get us back to the idea of pledging allegiance to the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. That leader was Trump. This is coming from the Huffington Post. Lee Williams, the gun writer. This is remarkable stuff, man.
Oh, man. Yeah, I'm going to have to find it. I'm going to have to find that and, of course, confuse the source or conceal the source and then post it. That's a fantastic column.
It really, really is, and what it does is it highlights the left's own hypocrisy in today's day and age here in 2018, and it takes these kids that you're hearing these comments, this cookie cutter, you know, if you vote, the puppets are puppets of the NRA. These kids don't know what they're talking about. They have absolutely zero idea of historical context of anything that they're talking about, and they're merely, you know, they're themselves. Yeah, they've got every town for gun safety's hands right up their butts and just getting them squawking. That's exactly what's happening, and that's the idea of a puppet, because all they're doing is saying nothing of substance and repeating bumper sticker leftist bullet point, quote-unquote, slogans. I'll leave it at that. I can't say logic because there's no logic to it. All right, now, Lee, here's the danger. For years, and the two of us have discussed this on Armed American Radio, for years we've said that this fight is going to the states. I've been telling listeners for years that institutional gun control as we know it out of the halls of Congress is dead, at least for the foreseeable future. Agreed?
Agreed, as is the Supreme Court. I mean, we don't have to worry there either.
All right. Here's what the Brady campaign said about this very point. This Fox piece is telling us that this has become, of course, a flashpoint for reform advocates across the country. Reform advocates. Chris Brown is someone who runs one of the longest standing gun control groups in the nation, the Brady campaign. And they've been set, or she says anyway, they've been working with lawmakers to amend gun laws in the wake of the shooting. And I quote her, "We have chapters across the country and have been very active in educating legislatures in appropriate gun policy and seeking to advance enacting of laws." Now, according to this person, Lee Williams from the Herald Tribune in Sarasota, the gun writer, 16 new chapters have sprung up. And they
have social media engagement up by
5,000%. I would, too. I think that's just the Brady campaign trying to be relevant in where they've been largely replaced by Bloomberg and his wallet. But here's the thing. However, the implications of the Parkland massacre go beyond momentum within her organization. Here's what she said. She's seen politicians capitulate on their previously staunch pro-gun stances in the days after the shooting. This reported capitulation is lending momentum to legislative efforts to reform gun laws. Florida Governor Rick Scott is a big example of that. He is undoubtedly running for Senate, and he's usually gone along with everything the NRA has done. Political career over when you've got the Brady's endorsement as a Republican.
Absolutely. I mean, she nailed that one, brother.
Well, she did, and what she did was, yet again, proved us right.
Yeah.
In our assessment of what's happened with Scott in Florida. But it doesn't take a lot of punditry skills to see that when you understand his previous history with gun rights to do what he did. You know what this is like? It's analogous to the National Football League. I've been a lifelong football fan my whole life. The moment they started taking knees and the NFL didn't do anything to stop it, I was finished. Done. Even seeing it makes me sick to my stomach today. I'll never go back. I've cut off my cable about it I'll never pay him another dime. Ever again. You know, that's what's happened to him. He's been NFL'd.
Oh, wow, that's a great analogy. And we're seeing that now continue. I mean, we have certain jurisdictions around the state here that are flouting our powerful preemption law. Broward County is considering, Coral Gables City Commission is considering their own assault weapons ban, and I got finger quotes on that. And the governor should be able to step in and remove them from office because they are breaking the law, and all we hear is crickets.
Well, your preemption statutes have teeth in Florida. They can step in, and they can be prosecuted, if I'm not mistaken, can they not?
And fined $5,000
each. $5,000, right.
And the statute doesn't allow them to use any taxpayer dollars to pay that, but the governor's office is doing nothing. They can also be removed from office.
According to the Brady campaign, Scott recently signed a surprisingly progressive plan in the weeks following the Parkland shooting. Surprisingly progressive. The bill is a sharp departure, it says, from the NRA's agenda, which Scott has consistently sided with over the years. Now, let's go to Alan Gottlieb. But the effect, I'm going to quote from this Fox piece, but the effect the Parkland shooting appears to have on reforms isn't a foregone conclusion to gun rights advocates like Alan Gottlieb, founder and executive vice president of the Second Amendment Foundation. You know him as a longtime contributor of my program here on Armed American Radio and a dear personal friend of mine and a very good, solid friend of yours. Here's what he says.
And a true gentleman.
A true gentleman. He says, I can't say that. It has a major impact on it, he said. Of course, in light of any of those tragic instances, somebody will pass a law that's unconstitutional, and we will challenge that. Gottlieb said his organization will mount legal challenges to any law they believe violates Second Amendment rights, provided there is a plaintiff. Considering the groundswell of support for assault weapons bans or laws to raise the age to purchase a firearm to 21 years, this may become an onerous task. Now, what's important is you go back to Brown, the Brady campaigns. Here's what she said. They're mad as hell, and they're not going to take it anymore. I think the difference is they've really sparked something in the youth movement, and kids across the country are getting up and walking out and demanding change in record numbers. First of all, let me tell you something, Lee. The longevity here is short-lived. The 15 minutes of fame might stretch into 30 minutes of fame, but I don't see this being long. I simply don't see this being long-term. Go ahead.
I don't either. It's something else is going to come along, and these are young people, and eventually they'll move on to something else. That's what always happens.
Well, they're going to grow up. They're going to get out of school. Yeah. They're going to get an education. They're going to go somewhere else. And, you know, I'm not going to go there right now. I'm going to talk to some other people in the know before I make the comment I was going to make about the survivors of Parkland, because, you know, that campus is huge, and it's made up of lots of different buildings. And some of them are acres away from where the shooting occurred, are they not?
Yeah, it's a sprawling campus.
Okay. Seniors are in other buildings, aren't they? Like David Hogg, aren't they in other buildings?
Yes, they are.
So they weren't in the same building that the shooting occurred?
I'm not 100% on that, Mark.
Okay. So some of you know where I'm going with this. I know you know.
Yeah. I know.
Lee, I know I'm not going to get that past you, but I'm not going to say anything right now. I just want to throw that out there. Because, again, this is media portrayal we're talking about. This is mainstream media portrayal. We all know how capable the mainstream media is of not giving us the actual facts, but skewing something to fit the agenda that they want to push, hence the term leftist media. All right, Lee, when we come back, I want to discuss with you the piece that you wrote on arming teachers at thegunwriter.com. And before I do that, I want to tell you how all of this is going to have to shake out. There's absolutely no exception. It must come to a head, and it has to shake out for any of us to go forward. And more than likely, it will shake out in our favor. And I'll tell you what I mean by that when we come back. Lee, the Gunwriter Williams from Sarasota's Herald Tribune, will be here, and we'll ask him about his column as well. Don't go away.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at SAF.com. saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
All right, 10 chances to win for $1,500. 10 chances to win the $1,500 to buy that expensive new Kimber. Coming up, closing out on the 23rd, armedandresponsible.com. Free. Go there. Get it. I promise you, if you saw $1,500 bills laying down on the ground, you'd bend down and pick it up. $1,500 to win the free Kimber. 10 of you are going to get it. 10 of you. Armedandresponsible.com. Armedandresponsible.com. Please go take care of that. It is absolutely free. The opportunity is right there for you. Don't forget it. Don't forget the AAR promo codes at Warfighter Tobacco. Unleash the warfighter in you. What a great slogan, right? And MyPillow.com, promo code AAR. Use AAR promo code on both WarfighterTobacco.com and the MyPillow.com and help us out and help them out. And everybody wins, and it is a win-win situation for everybody. And thank the people that are supporting us. When you got a lot of these dopey kids out there calling you evil and trying to get boycotts against anybody that has anything to do with guns, don't support anybody who supports constitutional freedoms. Good Lord. That's why we support these organizations, and they support us. Okay, Lee Williams, the gun writer. Let's go back quickly to this Parkland piece. I'll tell you how all this has to shake out, because the fight is going to the states. Now, you've got states, as I mentioned at the top of the hour, that are going to begin, as Maryland did, passing an assault weapons ban, and then you've got other states passing this law and that law. Some are going to be in violation of state preemption laws, and it'll all be in Democrat areas. It'll all be areas that are blue. If you happen to live in those blue areas, face it, that's what's coming. You got Cuomo laying down in the curb with these, protesters. I mean, these guys are just reliving the 60s all over again is what they're trying to pull off here. But it will fail. But in the long run, we're going to have to put up with this stuff. The media is worse now than it ever was during that time period. So we're going to have to deal with that, and deal with it we will. Have no fret. Have no fear. But the fact of the matter is that this is where we're at today. The states are going to go do this. Here's what's happening, Lee. The Supreme Court is absolutely going to have to weigh in on this. It's that simple.
I can't disagree. I think we're headed there. That makes me feel good. I wish we could get another couple of appointments on there to kind of solidify where we're at now.
Well, Scalia and Heller is being taken completely out of context by the leftists saying, Scalia said that we could regulate, weapons of war. The AR-15 is not a weapon of war. Heller specifically carved out popular guns, common usage, and this is exactly the AR-15 is the most common set. It's all it is a semi-automatic rifle. That's it. They just don't like it because they don't like the way it looks. It is a semi-automatic rifle, period. They can say the same thing about a bolt action. They can call it. They can call a revolver a semi-automatic revolver. Why? Because when you squeeze the trigger, the revolver, the cylinder turns. This is the stretch they're going to use, Lee, at some point in time to get what they want.
I guarantee it. Like you said, it's going to come from the states. It's going to come from the states.
It is, and the Supreme Court is absolutely going to have to weigh in on this. And if they do weigh in on this, they'll more than likely weigh in on our favor. So we want this to go to the Supreme Court. We want there to be a challenge. If you want to help us, Second Amendment Foundation, SAF.org. It's more than likely going to be an SAF case that pulls this one out. No doubt about it. Okay, Lee, on arming teachers, your piece is out today. Tell us about it.
Well, I had lunch with a friend, a good friend and his wife. She's a public school teacher. They're both very nice people. They're some of those kinds that they just don't happen to be in a gun. So they invited me to lunch. She wanted to talk. Parkland really hit hard with her. So she's got a plan. We kind of crafted it together on how she wants to protect her students because she lacks the ability now to defend her kids. So she got a very simple plan. She wants to take a basic pistol class here in Florida, obtain her concealed carry license, buy a handgun. I kind of steered her toward a Glock 19. And she wants a biometric pistol safe. Only opens with your thumbprint or a key if the battery runs out. And if her school administrators approve, she's going to mount the safe in her classroom because she does not intend to carry it concealed in school. She has, I don't want to give away too much because she doesn't want her name used. She's not an English teacher or a math teacher. Some of what she does is she moves around a lot. Then if there's, you know, if there's an active shooter at her school, she's going to go into mama bear mode. She's going to bolt her door of her classroom, put all her kids together in one spot, and pull out her pistol and shoot anybody that walks in through that door.
All right.
Pretty simple.
The key takeaway from this, I like what you wrote in here. She has no illusions about her abilities. She knows she'll never be capable of hunting down an active shooter. She's aware of the perils involved with this, especially misidentification by law enforcement. Yes, she's never, ever going to allow anyone to harm her students, period. You see, you hit this on the head. You close out with, in my humble opinion, that is exactly what armed teachers is all about. And that is what it's all about, because people are getting this misconception in the media, and it's being put out there intentionally by the leftists and the anti-gunners. I know it is. You know it is. That they paint this picture, this theater of the mind, of the teacher in the skirt bounding down the hallways, hunting down an armed killer. And the teacher shouldn't be having to be put in that position of law. That's not what this is about. This is about the teacher bolting the door, pulling the students to the safest place, and training that firearm on the door. God forbid it gets kicked in, she can immediately respond, which will send either the killer right down to the ground or fleeing the room and putting one through his own head because he's either been shot or he knows it's coming to an end, and that's generally the way these things end. Isn't that the case?
Yeah, and the big key, and you hit right on it, is she knows her limitations. I mean, I've been trained on room clearing. I've been trained in CQB. That's a very, very, very – that's the highest level of precision shooting there is. That's what guys do in special operations and SWAT teams. And that's what the left wants us to believe that teachers are going to be having to do. They're going to have to clear corners and do room clearing. No, it's room defense. Getting that gun out and getting the kids in a safe spot and then getting behind cover, and anybody comes in that door, they're going to pay.
How many students do you feel would be scared to death of that teacher with a firearm while there was a madman shooting in the hallway working the direction of their classroom? How many of those kids in the classroom of high school age in particular, because now we're talking about Parkland, would be petrified of that teacher who they know and love and trust with the gun?
Yep. Zero. Zero. They're going to be scared, obviously, but they're going to feel pretty damn glad that there is a teacher there with a fully functional gun ready to go to defend them. I can't see anybody being afraid of that. I can't see any parents worrying about that.
Well, that between you, me, and a fence post, I can't wrap my head around why a parent would be fearful of that at all. I can't imagine that. I certainly the parents want the people with the guns to show up and arrive so they can do just that and kill the people who are trying to kill their children. And I don't find it possible in any sense. I just can't. It leaves me speechless. I don't know any parent that wouldn't want their child protected that way. I just don't.
And you know, like I pointed out in the story, the big thing in a gunfight is the mindset, and that's the hardest thing to train, because unless you've been in a gunfight, you'll never know how you're going to react, what you're going to do. But she's already got that mama bear kind of mindset toward her kids. Nobody's going to hurt them. She told me that she could do it. She could pull the trigger because no one is ever going to harm her kids. That part really hit home hard with her, and I believe her. I believe her. But in that situation, she's going to react the right way.
Look, there are students in that classroom who have firearm training and experience, and under those types of conditions would more than likely offer to help. Okay.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
this is this crazy ginned up media garbage and this left wing that Rubio fell for, that Scott fell for, that he doesn't think having armed teachers is the way to go. Easy for him to say while he's standing there surrounded by armed state police.
Yeah. Yeah, and he's buying into that false argument that, you know, they're going to be acting like some quick reaction force and march to the sound of the guns. No, they're going to be defending their kids in their room.
They will be hiding. They will be hiding with a tool to defend themselves. God forbid they need it. And that's what we have to convey. We have to get that message across. Lee, we're getting ready to end it real quick. Where can people find you? I know it's real simple. Tell us.
TheGunWriter.com. That's where all of our stuff originates. You can find our
podcast,
interview, everything there.
At TheGunWriter.com. Lee Williams, thank you. This weekend coming up on the Monster Show, it's going to be huge. Grover Norquist is going to be rejoining me. We'll give him some more time. Alan Gottlieb, AWR Hawkins, and more. Remember, until then, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll see you on the weekend MonsterCast.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
What are you cooking tonight? Yo, what's up? This is AAR Shanto, and as you know, like Mark, I have a passion for our gun rights. I also have a passion for great cooking, and I want to invite you to my new Facebook page. There you will get to see and hear what's new in the culinary world. Just go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio or search for Try This Dish Radio on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio, and remember, it's all about the food.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.